George Perriman and Rachel, and of course before them Benjamin and son Louis, would never have imagined the thought of a casino, which is at 71st in Riverside. What is the thought amongst traditionalists of the tribe and others of what that's done to the nation, because it has brought an influx of money to the nation?
More recently, it's brought an influx of debt into the nation, and servicing that debt is taking not only most of the revenue that comes out of the casinos, but sometimes that revenue isn't enough, and it has strained the tribal budget in other areas too.
So why is there debt as a result of the casino?
Because of all the construction.
But
that was not built on revenue. That was built on borrowed funds.
But you have a source of reducing the debt.
We did until the tourist industry crashed on us a year and a half ago, almost 2 years ago, when the economy in general suffered at the hands of Wall Street. Revenue at all tribal casinos dropped severely.
So you have this debt that in time will be paid back.
But in the meantime, it's taking money away from other tribal programs.
So then in the long run, is it something you should have engaged in or something that was inevitable because everybody else was?
Well, the first thing the Indian people want, the people as a whole, the average Indian person, is to get money from the government for their health and for roads and housing to fit their needs before they want money going out into the community.
It wasn't until the Great Society programs and the Office of Economic Opportunity that tribes even had any kind of income or any significant income. The tribal income before that was off of a few oil wells and renting a few houses in Muskogee on some lots, the sandbar revenue off Mackey Sandbar down on the Riverside. Once there were these Great Society programs opening up to allow tribes to try to serve the needs of their members and meet their needs for housing and health and education, that's when we saw the regrowth of tribal government. The fact that there are Indian casinos at all is a victory for tribal sovereignty. It shows that we're still a self-governing institution, and if the state of Oklahoma can regulate gaming as it does, then under federal law and federal court decisions, we can do the same thing on our land and don't have to do it the same way that the state does it. So, yes, it was inevitable. Whether the expansion was timed properly or not, nobody has a crystal ball. Nobody knows exactly what the economy is going to do when you complete your project and have all this debt that you need to take care of. Mm-hmm. All I know is at the current time, it is creating some resentment.